Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, God's sovereigns from near and afar. Your Lordship, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, appears among us with great news. A former preacher in the church and author of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Our Lord would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. Our Father is not a Christian or a religionist. He comes to show us how to unravel Vatican deception, hidden throughout Bible content. Tommy Hart decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Mr. Hart exposes the many laws in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Mr. Hart is here because the Vatican sent for him in the pages of the AVB. Yes, read for yourself. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Tommy Hart.
Thank you, Mr. Rowe, for that wonderful announcement. Today we're going to complete our talk on the judgment. The judgment concerning the Gentiles. Let me get this in right here. I'm here. Trying to get to my page. Okay. One of my greatest findings is the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, that is a law book. And during the 39-year course of study and examination of the Authorized Version Bible, as mentioned in the introduction, I have found many things. And just a repeat of those, of some of those things, the law of the curse, the law of Passover, the law of God, and now that I'm dealing with is the law of judgment. Judgment. The law of judgment has to do with God. It has to do with the Gentiles. It has to do with people. It has to do with people, period. But those are the primary participants, parties here. The Gentiles and God. Everything for those who have been following the program, you know that everything builds, each episode really builds on the other. All of this information is so interrelated. And I found that the Bible is a central, the Gentiles, the papacy's curse on black people is a central subject matter dealt with throughout Bible content, of course, and the judgment concerning the Gentiles is due to their evil doings, as they have done evil to black people, enslaving black people, and committing the act of genocide against black people. And for those things, the Gentiles have judged themselves. Their judgments against themselves are in the scriptures, in the AZB Bible. The Gentiles have been waiting for this day of judgment. Finally, the day of judgment has come, and this is where we are now. I am showing judgment to the Gentiles, as it is written in the scriptures concerning me. Isaiah 42, verse 1, states that he, God, shall show judgment to the Gentiles. I begin here. Romans 11:13, Ezekiel 7:10, 2 Kings 8:7, Jeremiah 46:10, Isaiah 2:17, 1 Peter 5:6, James 1:22, Revelation 19:10. I speak to you, Gentiles. Behold, the day of God. Behold, it has come. The man, Connie L. Hart, of that is, the man, Tommy Hart, that is God, is come. This is the day of the Lord God of hosts. It is written of this day, the Lord alone shall be exalted. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Worship God. Isaiah 10:33, Isaiah 12, verses 4 through 5, 2 Kings 7, verse 9. Behold the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord, call upon his name, and declare his doings among the people. His name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This day is a day of good tidings. The Gentiles' statement, Joshua 20, verse 31, this day of God, we perceive that the Lord is among us.
Mr. Hart?
Jeremiah, yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Your phone was fading out, and we didn't get that last part. Could you go back and restate the last statement?
Okay. Isaiah 10:33, Isaiah 12, verses 4 through 5, 2 Kings 7, 9. Behold the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord, call upon his name, and declare his doings among the people. His name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This day is a day of good tidings. The Gentiles' statement, Joshua 22, verse 31, this day of God, we perceive that the Lord is among us. Jeremiah 22, verse 29, Psalm 18, verse 46, Mark 16, verse 6, Luke 24:34, Luke 1, verse 28. Earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. The Lord liveth, he is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. The Lord is with thee. The word of God, John 3, verse 30, states, he must increase, but I must decrease, is fulfilled. Also, this statement, Isaiah 33, verse 5, the Lord is exalted, is fulfilled. Other statements fulfilled by my exaltation are Zechariah 14, verse 5, Hebrews 10:37, Zephaniah 2, verse 7, and Genesis 50, verse 24. The Lord my God shall come. He that shall come will come. The Lord their God shall visit them, and God will surely visit you. Commandment to me, Psalm 94, verse 1. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Question. John 18, verse 37. To me, art thou a king then? That question will be answered later on by me. Now, that's a whole lot that I just read. What I read is the description for today's broadcast. It's a whole lot. And the amazing thing about these things is these things are fulfilled. The day of God has come, as the Bible declares. It has come. It's been prophesied of, it's been preached about, and now finally the day of God has come. God is among the people. God is here. The God that the Bible proclaims, the God that the Bible exalts, is on earth, here on earth, right now, here, speaking on this program. God is, God exists, God lives in me. The God that the Bible proclaims and exalts and talks so much about. This is no small thing. This is great news, great tidings indeed. Scriptures, the scriptures being fulfilled. This is this year is the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version Bible, aka King James Version. 400th anniversary of the ABB. And during this time, God is here. During this time, God lives. All right? We saw a statement in the description. I read a statement speaking where the Gentiles speak, saying, let's see here if I can put it up. They perceive that the Lord is among us. It's amazing, it's wonderful how the Bible is written in the pages of Scripture. The papacy speaks to God. The papacy speaks to the Gentiles. There are conversations going on. There's information being shared. throughout the pages of Scripture, the Bible is a real true-to-life book, a true-to-life book. Communications are being made. The Gentiles speak of me in the pages of Scripture. The papacy speaks of me in the pages of Scripture. And there are even statements that I myself can make, but they are already written out in Scripture. Okay? Now, but they perceive this day that the Lord God is among us. And just let me, before I go on, before I move forward, let me just speak on these items right here that I read. Zechariah 14:5, Hebrews 10:37, Zephaniah 2, verse 7, and Genesis 50:24. These statements are fulfilled in me. I repeat, the Lord my God shall come, that God has come in me. He that shall come will come. I am here. The Lord their God shall visit them. That's what I'm doing. I am pronouncing judgment upon the Gentiles for the evil of their doings. The Lord God, the Lord their God, the Gentiles' God, shall visit them, and that's visit them in judgment. And God will surely visit you, the Gentiles, again, visit you in judgment. That's where we are today. Now, I move to my notes. Okay. Here is something that is said about me. John 16:13. He will show you things to come. Now, in this statement, the papacy is speaking to its people, the Gentiles, a.k.a. white people. It's telling them what I will do, one of the things I will do, and that is I will show them things to come. And that's what I will do in a few moments. Here is the judgment upon the Gentiles for the evil of their doings. 1 Samuel 12:12, a king shall reign over us. That is a determination. Let me first state these things right here. About the judgment, Daniel 11:36, that is determined shall be done. And it's good for you to keep these things in mind. That is determined shall be done. What is the that is determined? We will find out from Scripture the that is determined. But whatever the that is determined, that shall be done. Isaiah 40:8, the word of our God shall stand forever. There is no statute of limitation placed upon the word, the crucial word concerning God. No statute of limitation is placed upon the word of God. As I said, this is the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version Bible. But now, even now, its prophecies are coming to pass in me and in the Gentiles. Isaiah 40:8, the word of our God shall stand forever. That is determined shall be done. Ecclesiastes 1:9, the thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. This is about this is concerning the judgment. Okay. That which is done is that which shall be done. So we'll see what is done in Scripture in order to find out the thing that has been and the thing that shall be. Because that is determined shall be done. That is laid down shall be done. Matthew 22, verse 4, all things are ready. Luke 14, verse 17, come, they bid me, for all things are now ready. Ezekiel 21, verse 21, exalt him that is low. This is the law. This is the judgment. And abase him that is high. Revelation 21, 6, I put beside that statement, it is done. In the Scriptures, I am exalted, and the old Lord has abased himself. In the Scriptures, I am exalted, and the old Lord of the papacy is abased. So, that judgment is carried out. All right? Mark 12, verse 17, render to God the things that are God's. These are judgments upon the Gentiles. Render to God the things that are God's. Render to the new God all the things that have belonged to the old God. Luke 15:31. All that I have is thine. That's the word of the papacy to me. All that I have is thine. Psalm 62, verse 11, power belongeth to God. These are judgments. Power belongs to God. All that the papacy has owned, possessed, is now mine by law. What law? I am reading the law now. I am reading the words of the law. Okay. Now, John 17:10, the papacy speaks to me, all mine are thine. Let's see here. I have a note here. See Joshua 10, verse 8. Joshua 10, verse 8. Okay, here we are. Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. That's a word to me. The papacy says, I have delivered them into thine hand. I just read the papal statement that says, all that I have is thine. The papacy, the Lord, the old Lord, has put everything that he has into my hands. Okay? All mine are thine. Joshua 9, verse 8. We, the Gentiles, we, the Gentiles, are thy God's servants. Papacy is speaking to me. He speaks to me again in the same chapter, verse 11. We, all Gentiles, are your servants. Okay. Now, in Romans 14:8, the papacy continues speaking to me. Romans 14:8. The papacy state says to me, we, well, the papacy says to its people, the Gentiles, we are the Lord's. Remember, the Lord has said to me, all that I have is thine, mine, okay, all mine are thine, we are thy servants, we are your servants, we are the Lord's. First Corinthians 3:22. First Corinthians 3:22. The papacy says to me, all are yours. All are yours. In line with the statement, all mine are thine, all that I have is thine. The papacy has committed everything that he has, the papacy has given to me, to God in me. All right? Psalm 79, verse 8. As a result of the judgment, Psalm 79, verse 8. Okay, here we are. We are brought very low. Papal statement concerning or regarding the Gentiles, those of the papacy included. We are brought very low. Excuse me. All right. As a result of the judgment that all the papacy has belongs now to God in me. Remember they said in Joshua 9:11, I don't know whether I read that or not, we are your servants. And they say that your God, we are your God's servants. As a result of that, they say, they are brought very low. And we are seeked up specifically dealing with who is brought low. Psalm 82, verse 8, arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Papal statement to me. Determination, what has been determined. What the things determined thus far are all that the papacy has belongs now to God in me. Power belongeth to God in me. The determination, the Gentiles are now the servants of God. We are thy servants, they say to me. We are the Lord's. All that the papacy has, it has been determined, is now mine. Another determination, Joshua 24, verse 15. Joshua 24, verse 15. They say, we will serve the Lord. The solemn statement, we, all Gentiles, will serve the Lord. That's a determination. Joshua 24:18. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. Now, I've said this, and I think I read it last week, who is the Lord? This statement speaks to me, the Lord. Remember earlier I spoke of the old Lord and the new Lord? The old Lord has made me Lord, and I don't want to be repetitious, don't want to keep repeating myself. By now, the Gentiles should know who the Lord is, who the new Lord is, and they should. I'm sure they can follow these things that I point out. These things are not strange things to the Gentiles. Joshua 24, verse 18, therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. Joshua 24, 15, we will serve the Lord, determination. And Numbers 32, 25, thy servants will do as my Lord commands. Thy servants will do as my Lord commands. Who is the Lord here? The Lord here, of course, speaks of me. And thy servants, the servants speaks of the Gentiles, the servants of God, my servants, as declared by the law. Determination, Romans 7, verse 1. The law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. The law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. Interpretation of that law, a rule. The law of which I speak has dominion over the Gentiles as long as they exist. I'm speaking about the things that I'm talking about, the law of judgment. These determinations that have been made. What did I say at the beginning? That is determined shall be done. All right. We are God's servants. All that I have is thine. Render to God the things that are God's. Those things are to be actually done. All right. Okay. Determination. And after this, we have the announcements, Mr. Welch. Determination, Psalm 64, verse 10. Psalm 64, verse 10. We have, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. Okay, now we have this statement, 1 Timothy 4, verse 10, a statement regarding all Gentiles. We trust in the living God. Commandment, Psalm 62, verse 8, to the Gentiles, trust in him at all times. Trust in God, the living God, at all times. Mark 11, 22. The Gentiles are commanded to have faith in God. I read earlier, all things are now ready. 2 Samuel 15, 15. The papal statement to me, the law says to me, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my Lord the King shall appoint. Thy servants are ready. The Gentiles are, according to the law, in a state of readiness. Thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my Lord the King, which speaks of me, shall appoint. So you see, there's talking going on. Of course, this is law. There are communications going on. Things are being communicated. Okay? Mr. Wells, let's have the announcements, please.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned into the right channel. Keep listening to The Law Master, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception.
All right, and I'm back with you, this Law Master. This is God at the microphone, the God that the Bible talks about, the God that the Bible exalts, the God that the Gentiles speak to, saying, "Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my Lord the King shall appoint." Now, this raises the question. Am I a king? And that was brought up earlier as I read the description from the day's episode. Art thou a king? Then we shall see. All right? Now, but right now, consider the judgments that I have spoken of and brought forth and shown prior to the announcements. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? That's Ecclesiastes 1, verse 10. Okay? I want to turn to it to make sure I have the correct reference. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 10. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? No. All the judgments that I read prior to the announcements have been in the authorized version for the 4 years, for the 400 years of that book's existence. Those things, those judgments I showed, those judgments I rendered are not new at all. So the answer to the question, is there anything, well, it may be said, see, this is new. But let's look at that closer. Now, I shared information. And I read and announced the name of God when I dealt with the description of today's program. That's new. I spoke about the old law. I spoke about the new law. Yes. The answer to the question, is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new, is yes. It is yes. A new God in me. A new Lord in me. My name has not been known for 400 years. The announcement of my name is a new thing. It's a new thing. The answer to that question set in Ecclesiastes verse 1 is yes. You see my name there in the law that I read in the description. That's new. It has not been known for 400 years. It has just been known in recent times, in recent years, since I've been putting forth the word about my presence and about my Godship. New information. There is new information among the old. Okay? The law in Leviticus says, concerning me, to me, thou shalt bring forth the old because of the new. Let me turn to that. Leviticus chapter 26. Mr. Wells, how much time do we have?
Your Lordship, we have approximately 19 minutes in the live stream.
Okay. Thank you. Leviticus 26:10 speaks to me saying, ye shall bring forth the old. It says, bring forth the old because of the new. I'm bringing forth the old because of the new. The new is mixed in with the old now. So again, the answer to the questions that's in Ecclesiastes 1 verse 10 is yes. If anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new. Yes, it is, as I have pointed out. Okay. Okay. Let me move on. Now, four judgments. Isaiah 41, verse 22 says, show us what shall happen. John 16, 13 says about me, he will show you things to come. Show us what shall happen. This is the judgment. First Samuel 12, verse 12. A king shall reign over us. That's determination. Remember? That is determined. Shall be done.
Mr. Hart?
Yes.
Forgive me, sir. You're breaking up again. If you could go back and repeat the entire statement.
Okay. Also, there's a ticking going on, like a clock or something. I don't know what it is. Okay. A king shall reign over us.
Okay, I can see if I can fix that also.
Okay. A king shall reign over us. This is the judgment. This is that which has been determined. Isaiah 32, verse 1, behold, a king shall reign in righteousness. Now the Lord has said to me in 1 Samuel 24, verse 20, thou shalt surely be king. Isn't that something? The Lord has said that to me. The old Lord speaking to me says, thou shalt surely be king. Zechariah 14:9, in that day, what day? The day of God. The day of God's presence on earth. In that day shall there be one Lord. Psalm 72, verse 11, Hosea 7, verse 7, Isaiah 43, verse 17. All kings shall fall. Get this. This is the judgment. All their kings are fallen. They shall not rise. What kings are spoken of here? The kings of the, among the Gentiles. Kings. The queens. The princes, all shall fall. All their kings are fallen. They shall not rise. They have already fallen. How? By the law. Their power is gone. Their power has been taken away. The old Lord gave, and the old Lord has taken away. The kings that are now, those that are now, are illegitimate. The law says they are fallen. Okay? They have lost their status. They shall not rise. But they are to submit themselves to God in me. All right? The law, 2 Kings 18:28. Hear the word of the great king, Ezekiel 37:22. The law, that is determined. One king shall be king to them all. One king shall be king to all the Gentiles. Judgment. That's what I'm speaking about. Zechariah 14:9. Who is the Lord? That question is in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 9. Who is the Lord? Zechariah 14:9. The Lord shall be king. Zephaniah 2:11. Men shall worship him. Psalm 118:27. Who is the Lord? God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Proverbs 6:23, the law is light. The law, what law? The law of judgment, the law of God. The law is light. Isaiah 40:41-20, he shall show judgment to the Gentiles, that they, the Gentiles, may see and know and consider and understand together. Revelation 22:5, the Lord God giveth them light. I show light to the Gentiles. The law says the Lord God gives them light. And speaking of me, don't say Tommy Hart gives light to the Gentiles. Say the Lord God giveth the Gentiles light. The Lord God in me. Revelation 22:6, show his servants the things which must shortly be done. That's what I do. That's what I'm doing. I'm showing the Gentiles the things which must shortly be done. And how short is shortly? The law says the Gentiles shall hear and be obedient. They shall hear and be obedient. Okay? Now, who is the Lord? God is the Lord, which has showed us light. And that's a reference to me, of course, again. We should know these things by now. Psalm 24:10, the Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Judgment, Psalm 22:28, the kingdom is the Lord's. Okay, the Lord is king over all the earth. I don't have a reference for that statement right here. The Lord is king over all the Gentiles, okay? The Lord is king over all the Gentiles. Look in your concordance, a good concordance, under the word king, and you'll see and find the reference for that statement. The Lord is king over all. You will read in the Bible, the Lord is king over all the earth. I, in my interpretation of the law, as I am able to do according to the law, the Lord is king. I am king over all the Gentiles. A clarification there of the law. Okay? The Lord of hosts, he is the king of glory. The kingdom is the Lord's. Here is a kind of like a summary statement. Here's a summary statement, not kind of, but Here is a summary statement. Isaiah 33, verse 22. The Lord is our judge. Remember, God is the Lord, which has showed us light, and that's God in me. The Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. This is the voice speaking for the Gentiles. Let me read it again. The Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. What law am I presently giving? I am giving the law of judgment. I am giving the law of the knowledge of God as well. Now, the question, art that they ask me, art thou a king then? My answer, Malachi 1 verse 14, I am a great king according to the scriptures. I am a great king. Revelation 21 verse 6, it is done. What is done? I am made king. The Lord shall be king. God is king. Okay, and that's the passage I told you to give it. The concordance and look up. The Lord is king of all the people, all the earth. And my clarification is the Lord is king over all the Gentiles. Okay, a clarification of the law. So, God is keeping in mind the judgments from last week. God in me is Lord. God in me is Father. Lord of the Gentiles, Father of the Gentiles, King of the Gentiles, the Gentiles, God. All power is given to me. All right? Power belongeth to God. The papacy said to me, all that I have is thine. All right? You have heard a reading of the law of judgment, or you've heard a reading from the law of judgment, and the Gentiles govern themselves according. Do carry out, fulfill the law of judgment. Mr. Welch, that is the program for today. Did you have any other announcements that you need to make?
There are no callers in the queue at this time. It's just you and I. I believe that is as a result of the technical difficulties we had in the beginning of the broadcast, being that we had to schedule the show for a half hour later. But at this time, I do have a question for you, if you will.
Okay, what I wanted for this program right here, I just wanted the judgments to be on this episode.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And you can save it for next week. But I just want the judgment on this episode, right?
Okay. So we'll go ahead and conclude this show?
Yes, we shall conclude.
All right. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio, The Lawmaster. Please visit us at lawmaster.co. If there's nothing else, thank you for listening in the archive section. And tune in next week, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. Thank you very much. Everyone have a good day. Thank you.